Provision. Provision is something that we all need on the journey of life. As a matter of fact, last week I spoke on doors to your destiny, how to get to the door of destiny. And I spoke about the hallway to that door. And during the week, I really thought that I don't want to confuse you, but I think I've got to let you know that sometimes when you think of a hallway, you think it's about 5 or 6 steps and then you get to the door of destiny. And sometimes we think that even in our Christian work, it's just 5 or 6 steps and then you are in your destiny. But actually, life is a much longer journey. Dit is nie so maklik soos net 5 tree en dan sê by die deur nie. Okay? As a matter of fact, Jesus himself was about 30 years old when he started with his ministry. When he truly started with his ministry. It was a long journey to get there. And to get to that door of destiny and what God has for you. And what is really important about a long journey is this. You need provision. Jy het iets nodig langs die pad. Jy het nodig om iets te eet. Okay? Jy het nodig om iets te eet, om te drink. You need to be provided for. And provision is for all of us. En vanavond wil ek met jou praat oor provision along the way to your door of destiny. Okay? Moenie dit sien as jou title nie, maar dis wat ek jou graag wil uitbring. Is hoe God vir ons provide, hoe hy vir ons gee, so dat ons ook langs die pad kan hê. Now, just a few things about provision that I want you to know before we go into look at what God says about provision. The first thing is, provision differs from place to place. I don't know if you know that, but it differs from place to place. I haven't been all over the world. Ek was by 'n paar plekke in die wêreld al, but one of the places that I went to definitely was with Tian and the team to Kalmykia. And one of the things in Kalmykia that they love as provision for people is a Kalmyk tea. Okay? Daai Kalmykiese tee, okay, en hy's van die ouens wat ook saam was wat weet hoe dit proe. It is, I don't know how to describe it. It's something between a bottle of oil mixed with butter. And I'm not sure if there's any tea in it. Stian, I don't know. I'm not sure. But they call it Kalmyk tea. And that's part of their provision. I went to Swaziland on an outreach. And in Swaziland, is een van die delicacies that they give you is a swart afval. Pik, pik, pik swart afval. Okay? What's afval in Engels? I try to think of the word. Hey? Tripe. Tripe, okay? It's a black tripe. And we went on this outreach, this friend of mine and I, and he put this delicacy in front of me, black tripe. And I thought, we've been friends for 10 years and now you want to kill me? Yes, it's so, I thought we're really close. I really thought we are good friends and now suddenly he wants to kill me with this black stuff. I didn't eat it. Okay, I just stopped right there. But that's their part of provision. I come from Cape Town, and one of the things that they love to provide in Cape Town is snoek. Nah? Snoek. En dis 'n baie groot delicacy as hulle om vir jou so op die tafel kan sit. I ate at a Chinese restaurant where they would put this hake here on the table as well for you, where you can still have the hake looking at you. You know? Just before you eat it, you know, it's still looking and you can see the eyes and it's so beautiful. Provision differs from place to place. The other thing that I do want to say is when we speak about a door of destiny, we're actually speaking about vision. It's where you want to go. And provision is exactly that. It's pro your vision. Okay, so tonight I don't want you to get hooked up in the thing of this is the ultimate dream, okay? How to make money and stuff, that is my ultimate dream. No. Provision is exactly that. It's pro your vision. I've got 100 rand here, and what I want to say is, some people in life, what they do is, they chase after their provision. En waar ek al die R100 nooit gaan, is waar toe jy gaan, en as ek moet trek, as ek uit Suid-Afrika uit moet trek, if I want to make more money, you know, I'll go wherever the provision is, but God says, no, 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 it doesn't work that way. Provision is not your purpose. Provision is to provide for your purpose, and you shouldn't make that fault to think that provision is the ultimate thing. As a matter of fact, I want to say provision is for the back pocket. Okay? It's for the back pocket. Provision will go after your vision. Yes. It's for the back pocket. You must go towards your vision. As a matter of fact, in the middle of Philippians 4, Paul comes and he tells us this. He actually says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And then a few verses after that, after he said I can do all things, he gets to verse 19 and he says, and my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. After he said I can do everything, he was firstly focusing on his vision, and then he says, but remember, all the way, there will be provision for you. God will provide for you, okay? And He will provide in every single need that you have. Every need. He will provide that. When I thought about this verse, because this verse really speaks to me, I thought, let's go a little bit ancient. Let's go and see how God provided thousands and thousands of years ago. Let's go and see the way that God provided for the Israelites, especially in the wilderness time, but also as they got into the promised land. Because I don't know about you, but sometimes I get stuck on this provision thing, and it's because I think I don't always get the way that God provides for me. He does, but I don't always get it. And I want to take you to a place where God speaks to them about provision. Just a few verses in Deuteronomy, Deuteronomium 8, and just quickly speak to you about the way God provides for them. So, Deuteronomy 8, net voordat hulle die beloofde land ingaan, dan sê die Here hierdie woorde vir hulle. Hy sê vir hulle, so keep the commandments of the Lord your God, by walking in His ways and fearing Him. Now, this is really important. The first thing that God says is, He says, if you want to see where I provide, you've got to make sure that you listen to my voice. You've got to do what I tell you to do. Jy moet doen dit wat ek vir jou sê om te doen. En ek is net oortuig daarvan, ons moet meer en meer en meer en meer God se stem soek. He knows the best for you. Quite a few weeks ago, I preached one morning and I shared this with the morning congregation. I don't know how many of you were here. It was the morning that the power was off everywhere. En almal sê, hekke kon nie oopmaak daai oggend nie. Ek weet nie of julle daai oggend kan onthou nie. Jy weet, jou hek en jou motor en alles niks wou oopmaak nie. Okay, it's that morning. But what the Lord showed me is, He showed me that at the beginning, He created. On the first day, He created. And He created with a word. On the second day, He created with a word. On the third day, He created with a word. On the fifth day, He created with a word. And on the sixth day, He created man. And isn't it interesting that we will borrow out our ears the whole time to man, who only came on the sixth day? Huh? The thing that the Lord said to me, you borrow out your ears to the ones that came late to the party. I already was busy. I was busy in this thing. I already knew what I wanted to do, but you're borrowing out your ears to a lot of talk, to a lot of people, and I want to say, don't borrow out your ears to the ones that came late to the party. Hoor dit wat God vir jou sê. Provision is where He leads you. The next verse in verse 7 says the following. For the Lord your God is bringing you into, say some with me, good land, Savior. Good land. God is bringing us into good land. Okay? Hierdie is fantasties. Stian het vanoggend so amazingly gepraat oor 'n skrif wat so ons ken die skrif so goed dat ek dink jy het hom dalk vanoggend gemis as jy hier was. Jy ken hom so goed dat jy hom gemis het. It says that the thief came to steal, to kill and to destroy, but Jesus came to do what? To bring us life and that in abundance. God has got the best intentions with you. Hy het die beste gedagtes vir jou en hy wil die beste vir jou hê. Hy sê ek bring jou in 'n goeie land. I want to tell you guys, I want to tell you, don't look on the surface. God's got stuff happening all around us that he says, I'm bringing you into a good land. It includes our land, South Africa. God's got a great plan for us. I'll bring you into a good land, a land with streams of water and springs and deep water sources flowing in both valleys and hills. It's everywhere. It's on the hills. It's in the valleys. It's everywhere. God says, I provide for you. And then the next verse says this. Verse 8 says, a land of wheat and barley, vines, figs, pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey. A land full of trees. Land that overflows with so many stuff. Daar's soveel goeders wat God vir my en jou instuur het. But here's the thing, guys. I sometimes miss the provision of God because I think I look at the wrong stuff some days. When I read this scripture, and this is just what came to my heart. When I read this scripture, it says vines and figs and pomegranates and a land of olive oil and honey. I see a lot of trees. I see that this is a beautiful land full of trees. And I want to say, don't make your focus. If you want to see God's provision in your life, don't make your focus trees. Make your focus seeds. You see, it's the small things that matter. It's really the small things that matter. Let me read you quickly a quote from Craig Rochelle says this. It's the small things that no one see that results in the big things everyone wants. It's the small things that matters. As a matter of fact, Jesus was crazy about this also, to speak a lot about trees. And I wanna ask a few guys to help me. Stian, kan ek jou dalk ook vra? So, om my net gou te help om so 2-2 uit te deel. Leon, kan ek jou vra? Deel so twee van elkeen vir die ouens uit. Ek het dalk nog 'n volunteer of so nodig. JP, kan ek jou vra? Baie dankie, man. Nou kyk almal weg. Dit is awkward. Okay. Dit is nou soos wanneer jy mondeling moet praat. Gee vir elkeen net so 2. Ja, ons het nie baie tyd nie, né? Ons het nie baie tyd nie, maar hierso is vir jou. So 2, ag, as dit bietjie meer is dit okay, Stian. Dis okay. Okay. Kom ek kyk net gou-gou. Daar sou jy al gekry. Nog nie. Okay. Ek gee vir jou ekstra. Ek gee vir jou ekstra. Okay. Jy moet dit hou dit asseblief in jou hand. Don't eat it now. Please don't eat it. I know you're going to be tempted to eat it, but don't eat it. Okay. Okay, I'll tell you now. There's nothing wrong with it, but don't eat it, please. Okay. There you go. There's a few as well. Okay. Hou dit in jou hand. Hou dit in jou hand. Is daar nog ouens wat nog moet kry? Is daar nog eens wat moet kry? Kry gou daar vir julle paar en stuur gou aan, daarso. Het julle al gekry? Did you guys get there at the back? Okay, did you guys get there? Okay, did you guys get some? Okay. Now you see, what I've just given you, Jesus talks about a mustard seed. And he says the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed that is planted and grows into this magnificent tree. This wonderful, great, awesome tree. And that you can shadow under. He's also, hey, you know, your home and your aunt. Now, what I want you to do, I want you to just take one, okay? Keep the others in your hand and put one in your hand. Just for a moment. Just keep one in your hand. And now I want you to do something quickly. I want you to take it like this. Mini spuchni as a belief. Okay, don't spit now. Okay. What I want you to do is take this one and just blow it away. Quickly. Okay. Frank's got a problem tomorrow. Sorry, Frank, for cleaning. You know what you just did? They say that it is possible to count the seeds in a fruit, but it's not possible to count the many fruits in a seed. It's not possible to see how many trees you just blew away. You just blew it away. And you know what? I think that sometimes God provides for us in the small things. He provides in the small things in our lives. And you know what we just do? We just blow it away. I don't like it this way, Lord. You know what? I want to be, you know, I want to be big, Lord. I want to do the great stuff. I want to be in the big circles. This is what I want to do. But God says, don't look at the big stuff. Don't be sold out on the trees. What I actually want you to do is I want to say, be focused on the small stuff, because this is what I provide. Focus on the seed, not on the trees. God says, this is a land, beautiful land, full of so many trees and so wonderful. But what they didn't realize is God wants them to go and harvest. God wants them to go and plant. God wants them to go and do something with the seeds. And that's His provision. That's how He provides. You know, and I think that's why we miss it sometimes. I think this is the one reason why we sometimes miss the provision of God. Why we don't have something in our back pocket on the way to the door of destiny is because we dismiss the small stuff. We miss the small stuff. I want to read you the last verse, because the second thing that makes us to miss the provision of God stands in verse 9. In verse 9, also God keeps on talking about how wonderful this land is. And He says, a land where you will eat food without shortage. Yes, Owens, I guess no longer. Without shortage. Food with where you will lack nothing. A land whose rocks are iron and from whose hills you will mine copper. Now, you know what? This was really interesting to me when I read this part. Because you see, I don't know about you. I'm not very good with a lot of sports stuff. These days, Stian said this morning about the truth coming to him and him not being very fit. Well, the truth came to me as well, Stian. I've got to confess. Ek is nie baie goed met die sport stuff nie, maar there was a time when I read this scripture, and the funny thing is, I think it's the way that God wants to show us how it works in His Word. I read this scripture one morning in my devotion time, just after I went for a run. Okay? And I went for a run just up here, and then you go up that road there, up Signal Hill. Okay, wie van julle het al getraai om daai bult te draf? Kan ek net gesien? Is daar iemand? Is dit? Julle is nie mal nie. Okay. You know, so I ran up Signal Hill. And as I got I didn't finish Signal Hill. I just want to put it out there. Okay. Moenie dink ek het dit gemaak nie. Okay. I ran up Signal Hill. I came back and I was just in my time, just spending time with God and just praying. And I read this scripture. And this scripture says, his rocks are iron, and from those hills, so I can just imagine them standing looking at hills, you will mine copper. Some of the other translation says, if you dig into those hills, you will find copper. Nou die Bybel sê net koper hier. Maar ek wil amper sê goud ook. You know what, when I started running and when I got up to Signal Hill, when I got to that part where I had to go up, everything in me started cramping, even before I started, okay? Alles in my begin kramp. Alles in my gevoel, I don't want to do this. I don't like this hill. It's not something that I think that I need now in my life. I think I'm going to turn around now. This is bad stuff. I don't like this hill. But God said, when I got back, he says, you know what you've got to know? In the hill, there is copper. You know what? Sometimes God provides through the difficult times in your life. It is the difficult times in your life that has some gold in them, you know? And sometimes we miss this, that God has got something great providing for you in the most difficult times of your life. How many times have I prayed in difficult times? I've prayed, Lord, your word says, I can move a mountain. Your word says, I can move a mountain. And I want to move this mountain now. And I read this. And God says, No. You don't get it, my son. You don't get it. In these mountains, there is copper. There is some great stuff in you. There is some gold. I promise you, there's some gold in there. And you know what God said to me that morning? He said to me, when you get up to the mountain, I want you to start digging, my friend, because somewhere you will find some copper. You will find some gold. It's in there somewhere. And I came here tonight to tell somebody that your mountain has got some copper in it. Oh, you say, it's been going on for so long. I don't know anymore. I want to say, the bigger the mountain, the more the gold. The bigger the mountain, the more the gold. Say, Lord, I don't know. It's been 4 years, Lord, 4 years. And I'm saying, Lord, the Lord knows what he's doing. The Lord knows what he's doing. And he wants you to start digging. He wants you to start digging in these mountains. I don't know what your challenge is. I don't know what your sickness is. I don't know what your disease is. I don't know what your situation is that you're facing presently. I don't know what your debt is. I don't know. I don't have a clue what's going on in your life. But I know this one thing. God says, I've brought you into a good land and I will provide whatever you need. I will provide it as you're just getting up on that mountain. You see, for you to get to the door of destiny, you need to be provided so that you can go there. You know, I see it this way. It's like a bow and arrow. It's like a bow and arrow. If you want to shoot towards a target, if you want to shoot there, you know what you do with the arrow? You know what you do? You pull it away from the door of destiny. You pull it away. Oh, how many times in my own life I just felt, Lord, I'm not sure. I don't know where this destiny is. It looks like it's going further away. Dit lyk of die plan wat u vir my lewe het, dit lyk of dit verder wegraak as wat ek gedink het. Dit is, dit lyk asof ek eerder terug beweeg as wat ek vorentoe beweeg. And God says, don't worry about it. I've got it all under control. I've got it all under control. Because you know what? As I'm pulling you back, oh, the moment I release you, you're going to hit the target, my friend. You're going to hit the target. Ek skree nie vanaand op jou nie. Ek is net excited. I'm just excited about this because I think God wants to use your pain. Don't let your situation, don't let your struggle, don't let your don't let your situation become your life. No, your situation is there to pull back so that you can live your life. So that you can live your life. There is some gold in these mountains. About 10 years ago, I started praying for my one uncle. He didn't serve the Lord at all. He was on the wrong path, involved with a lot of wrong people. And I said, Lord, will you help me? Will you save his life? Will you turn his life around? And about a year in praying for him, I was praying for him around about a year. We got the news. Crowns in Nice that I colon cancer had. And still he went on with his stuff, and it was really bad, family fights and stuff like that, and the way he talked with everybody, and it was just nasty, really, really, really nasty. And I kept on praying, and I said, Lord, why this mountain, why this situation, hoe gaan hy deurkom, wat gaan gebeur? And about a year passed, and still nothing changed, nothing in his attitude changed, nothing. Then one day my mom phoned. I can still remember, it was a Wednesday. And she said, you know what, he's really sick. He's really, really, really sick at this moment. And I stayed in Witbank at that point, and my mom said, don't you guys just want to... Actually, they said, come and greet him for the last time. So I got on the plane that day, and I flew down to Cape Town, and we went straight from there. I had in Swellendam geblei, and ons het van daar af gery direk Swellendam toe, and we got to him. And when I walked into his room, he was lying there, not a lot of strength, but even in the weakness that he had, he started crying, and he cried, and he cried, and he cried. And the only thing he could say to my brother and myself, my mom and my dad, was this: I am so sorry. I'm so sorry for all this stuff. And we reconciled in that small space room while we all were sitting around his bed. And at the end, I asked him, I said, Ernest, I just want to know one thing. Have you decided to follow Jesus? Now, he was the guy that sweared against Jesus and stuff like that. And he looked me in the eyes and he said, you know what? I did. And that day when we drove away there, I knew there's copper in that hill. There was copper in that hill. He got saved, and 2 months later he passed away. But there was copper in that hill. I came here tonight to tell you, don't give up. Don't give up on the hill. Keep on running. Keep on running. God will provide every single need you have. It might just ask from you to start digging and start honoring the small stuff. Start honoring that. So I want to close off in prayer. I want to ask you to just close your eyes where you are.